This is Gary Butterfield.
This is Cole Ross.
This is Monster in My Podcast.
And these are the Wood Giants, or the Vodkin, a.k.a. Lonely Boys. Los Lonely Boys.
There's a monster in my podcast.
Yeah, mischief, like, and also, like, William Dafoe-looking motherfuckers.
Yeah, well, no, it's the Wood Elf blood. I think that these guys are the progenitors.
But they don't look anything like a Wood Elf.
They've got all the skills and stuff.
On their,
what?
On their face. I'm just, based on how they look. Like, look where their ears are placed on their skull.
Yeah, they've got real real temple ears, I think.
Yeah, it's like where horns would be on a demon.
Right.
Very strange.
Yeah. I think they're a little bit too lantern-jawed for a Willem Dafoe.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, like Thomas Hayden Church? they're the Thomas Hayden Church Giants.
Yeah.
From Bloodborne.
I love wings.
Yeah. I have, like, they definitely look like this was drawn based on a person, like an actor.
Yeah. And they were looking 20 years into the future to what Mickey Rourke would look like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh man, like ears should not go there. Like,
it's very fucked up.
Yeah, like their ears are placed exactly where, like, a distinguished older man's graying temple should be.
Mm-hmm. Like, yeah. Where Mr. Fantastic is gray. Yeah, it's super weird.
Yeah.
They look bad. Like, as much as these seem like they're kind of interesting and there's nothing particularly wrong with them, you know, in their entry, I could never take this thing seriously or think it is cool.
No, because the DM would say, like, from the distance in the mist through the tree trunks, you see this gigantic person carrying a bow that is, you know, three times as tall as you, with ears on the very tippy top of their head. Okay.
Yep.
All right. Well, fuck that.
His face is incredibly leathery. Oh, is he wearing boots? No, my son. How do you feel about straps?
Even though his calves are mostly covered by bandages, his feet are mostly exposed, so he can free up the range of movement.
Yes, for his toes. Surely, as a giant, he throws boulders.
Nope.
He's the one that does not. Yeah. These things. So, they're kind of sad. Like, they hang out with elves, and there is, like, that progenitor is a thing. Like, these guys, you know, there's some elf blood in here.
They feel a deep kinship.
Yeah. Yeah. But they're also, people like them, but they're too flighty and goofy.
Right. Yeah.
You know, and never in a hurry to do anything. And it just doesn't match their illustration.
No. They look severely practical. Like, you know what? God fucked me with this face. So I'm not going to give you the time of day.
If there was, like, a word balloon for this, it'd be, the fuck do you say to me? Like, that's what he looks like he's saying. It's like, he's so not fanciful or anything. It's like the entry came after the illustration, or the illustration came, you know, vice versa. They weren't written in pairing with each other.
Right. No. So I'm just looking at this. And again, I'm sorry to emphasize the illustrations for this, but I hope that we're painting a word picture here. His head is about three times the size it ought to be. Like,
oh, yeah.
If we're going to, like, try to how to draw comics the Marvel way on this guy, like, he's about, like 2x Cyclops on the head size.
He's got the proportions of the Thing, but his body is skinny, like,
right,
Iron Man or something. Because, you know, a body should be 6 head sizes in the Marvel way.
Right.
And the thing is 4.5.
Yeah, this guy's 4 heads. 4 heads easy.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's not... You know, I said he wasn't a garbage fire as far as an entry. He's not actually that interesting either.
No, the most interesting thing about him, this is one of the only things I've highlighted, is that he's completely hairless.
Yeah.
He's the most aerodynamic of the giants.
It's so he can sneak. So he doesn't leave behind follicles. It's like Gattaca.
He doesn't have the of hair rubbing on hair. He just has a of skin on skin.
I'm going to go to the Pirate Bay and find Vodkin sharpening on pubic hair .mp4 and download it onto my computer for tonight.
That can't be it. We've only been going for like 2 minutes.
Fuck.
So giants, like, this is, you know, like, I'm looking at the planning sheet that I have. This is the last of these, like, really protracted ones. Like, we talked about the golems, like, way back at the beginning of this. It's no secret that we record these in batches. Like,
yeah,
like giants, like this should have just been like maybe 2-3 entries with a bunch of like beholder-esque, like, why does this get 28 pages whereas the beholders get like 4?
I wonder if at the time, I was gonna say that they knew that there'd be a beholder like splat book, but I'm sure there's a giant splat book too.
I'm positive.
So like I don't know. I think it is just a weird, you know, because I mean, these, there is that one that clearly came from a different campaign setting. The rest of them,
the desert giants one. Yeah.
Yeah. The rest of them seem like they're just OG giants. So I don't know.
Yeah.
It is an iconic monster, but it's not an interesting one.
No.
So that, that kind of sucks. Yeah. It's fine. Mm-hmm. You know, we made some hay, but like, I'm glad we can put it behind us.
Yeah. So I can see one more desert ahead of us, and that's not until like midway through next year, and that's the lycanthropes.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, that's lycanthropes gonna are gonna really be real hard. Yeah, like we're not gonna dedicate 3 weeks to lycanthropes like I have on this sheet here. No, yeah. Like that's gonna be like 1 week. Because
I mean the difference between like a were rat and a were fucking badger, like it's not, and even this entry, like it's fine when we do these things and they're spaced out because we did ghouls. Mm-hmm. Zombies aren't going to be that much more interesting than ghouls.
No, but we can pass on, you know? Like they're like,
yeah,
I think that, so when we're planning these, it's less about like the experience for the listener, it's more about the experience for us,
right? Because they translate.
Yeah, I suppose, you know? Yeah,
like if we're having, you know, if it's fun for us, I think it makes better show.
True.
If we're you know, we've got nothing but stone giants ahead of us, it's like it's hard to get excited about it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I don't know how to end this, Gary.
We can just say, you know, a heartfelt goodbye to giants.
Mm-hmm.
You know, giants, you did your best.
You know, you tried hard.
You played copsy until you missed.
You went so far, but in the end, it didn't even matter.
Didn't matter. Yep. Umbasa.
Umbasa. Brought to you by our backers at patreon.com/duckfeedtv.